Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We have William, our associate pastor, is coming up, and he's going to present his message.
Good morning. God bless you. Let me pray. Father, thank you this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to share the gospel. Father, I came to you humbly. Father, be you my voice, be you my heart, for your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today I tell about the pull of the anchor. The scripture is in the Luke chapter 5, verse 1-11. As the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear God's word, he was standing by Lake Genesaret. He saw two boats at the edge of the lake. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nest. He got into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the land. Then we sat down and was teaching the crowds from the boat. When we had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the water and let down your net for a catch." "Master," Simon replied, "we've worked hard all night long and caught nothing. But at your word, I'll let down next." When did this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets began to tear. So they signaled to tell their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, because I am the sinful man, Lord." For he and all those with him were amazed at the catch of fish they took. And so were James and John, Zebedee's son, who were Simon's partner. "Don't be afraid," Jesus told Simon, "for now you will be catching people." Then they brought the boats to land, left everything, and followed him. Let me tell you a story about two drunks who had to get home and had to cross a lake in the boat. The boat was anchored near the pier. They were rowing all night, and the morning came, they realized that they had not gotten anywhere because they had forgotten to lift the anchor. In the Christian life, there are many times that we cannot move forward and enter a deep relationship with God because we have forgotten to lift the anchor that would allow us to go forward. The Bible commands us to get rid of the ways that keep our relationship from growing in Christ. In Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, said, "Therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that lay before him endured a cross and despised the shame and has sat down at the right hand of God's throne." If we turn our eyes from Jesus and put body into your hands, we are going to sink under our bones. In Psalms 50, chapter 55, verse 22, the Bible said, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and we will sustain you. We will never allow the riches to be shaken. The first blank is, when we put our burdens on the Lord, He carries us. When He put all our burdens on the Lord, we carry us. The Christian life is like a race that require preparation and endurance. You cannot run a race carrying an anchor in your hands. Your anchor can be anything that does not allow you to enter into a deep relationship with God. For example, sin, anger, lack of forgiveness, pride, etc. We must remove all that in order to grow in Christ. We have to put burdens on Jesus, knowing that God has the control in all circumstances. Amen? The second blank is to reach the purpose of God in our lives. He needs to trust Him and have a patient and perseverance looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The purpose of God is in our life is need to trust Him and have a passion of perseverance looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. In Luke 5, chapter 1, 4, as the crowd has prayed in Jesus to hear God's word, He was standing by Lake Genesaret. The crowd followed Jesus because they saw the miracles. People need to come to Jesus. We need to bring the people to Him. Amen? He saw two boats on the edge of the lake. The fishermen had left tent and were washing their nest. They had returned from fishing with not success. In verse 3, we got into one of the boats which belonged to Simon and asked him to put out a little from the land. Then we sat down and was teaching the crowds from the boat. Jesus got in the Peter boat and began to preach. The boat represents the shell where Christ take the control. His desire is to take the shore in the deep relationship with Him. The boats were on the seashore. If the boats are not on the sea, they cannot fish. It is necessary to get away from the shore, because to be at the seashore is to stay under your comfort zone. It is necessary to get away from the shore, because to be at the seashore is to stay in your comfort zone. Thus, we are the shore herd experience of the fishermen, but they cannot experience and live of the purpose of God in their life. They are spectators and not active fishermen of God, for God. Today, many churches are on the sea shores because they not want to commit to God, but instead they want to compromise God's call from them. It's easier to be at the seashore than in the water. God wants us to get away from the shore to enter into a deep relationship with Him and share the gospel with others. In the depth, God is going to reveal His purpose. When we have an intimate relationship with God, He learns more about His character and love. When we had finished speaking, He said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nest for catch." To catch nest means a deep commitment to God and represent the mission of the church. In Matthew 28:19, said, "Go therefore and make disciples of of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, in Luke 5, chapter 5, verse 5, said, "Master," Simon replied, "we've worked hard all night long and caught nothing. But at your word, I'll let down the nets." Simon was a man with experience fishing. That was his job. He was frustrated because we had already worked at our nine and caught no fish. Now he hears Jesus, a carpenter, who he thinks does not know a thing about fishing, daring to go out again. This also is not the right time of day to even fish. It would be difficult to catch any fish. The purpose of God is for us to experience the impossible through God. The purpose of God is for us to experience the impossible through God. Amen?
Amen?
Yes. When we do not see the results we get frustrated. God's will cannot be reason. It must be obeyed by faith. In Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1, said, "Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen." Listen, faith must be conditioned to obedience. Faith must be conditioned to obedience. It's very important. When we obey and work by faith, we can see the results. We must believe that God is a faithful and always keeps his promise. Simon obeyed the authority of Jesus. "As you were, I will let down the nets." In Luke chapter 5, verse 6 to 7, when they did this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets began to tear. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came a field above boats so far that they began to sink. We must lift the anchor that do not allow us to enter to the depth of God and launch the nets to win souls. The result come when we recognize that it's not by our strength, but it's by the power of God. The result come when we recognize that it's not by our strength, but it's by the power of God. Amen. In Proverbs 3, 5, "Trust the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding." The shortness needs people with the heart of the fisherman who was as desired to launch out on the draft the net. Simon saw the miracle and was afraid. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, because I am the sinful man, Lord." The position of Peter made us see our condition as sinner. The position of Peter made us see our condition as sinner. Simon called Jesus Lord for the first time. When we recognize Jesus as Lord, is sin of humility and repentance. Only the grace of God can change your condition as sinners and give you an identity as child of God, washed by the blood of the Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. When Simon Peter recognized Jesus as his Lord and confessed himself as a sinner, Jesus commissioned with him, commissioned him to be a fisher of men. And Luke 5:9, for he and all those with him were amazed at the catch of fish they took. And so were James and John, Zebedee's sons, who were Simon's partners. Don't be afraid, Jesus told Simon. For now, you will be catching people. Then they brought the boats to land, left everything, and followed him. As a Christian, the Lord has already transformed us and given us authority to begin fishing or men. So who become fishers of men? To be fishers of men, number one, is he must make to it a lifestyle, as not hobby. We must make a lifestyle as not hobby. We have to be connected to Jesus to develop this lifestyle passion. Number two, we must be passionate. The difference between an amateur fisherman and an expert one is a having perseverance and passion. Sharing the gospel is the only way to catch fish. Number three, he must use to bait fish hook for men, which come through a life of obedience and living rationally. People are always watching us. Number four, we have to leave everything to follow Jesus. Leave our desires behind and set what he wants us to do. The fields are ready for the harvest. God wants us to have a deeper relationship with him through obedience and go into deeper waters. We have to leave out the anchor and go fish for the glory of God. Amen? People are lost. People are lost. And we are distracted with our own desires. It is time to cast the nets, believing that God is going to fill them. Let me pray. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to share the gospel. Father, change our heart, our desire. Father, allow us to work. Help us the new Christian every day. Thank you for this opportunity, and I want to share the gospel every day, Father. Help me, please. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Word Infusion audio podcast. We would like to encourage you to do three things. First, please email us at thewordinfusion@mindspring.com and tell us how this podcast has ministered to you. Secondly, we would like to encourage you to join the Word Infusion Facebook page by clicking like at the top. This will provide you with announcements of podcasts, live online Bible studies, and live online discussions. We will also send you Bible verses. Lastly, we would like to encourage you to share this podcast and the Facebook page info with your friends, family, and church. Thank you once again for being with us. We look forward to hearing from you.